Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Patrice Pinet from Courvoisier. How are you, Patrice?
I'm fine, Chris. Thank you.
Excellent. You're the master distiller here in Courvoisier, and we're in the Cognac region. And I wanted to talk a wee bit today about distillation and aging of cognac, and distillation as a general process, because as a historical point, my understanding is that the first distillation was water by the Greeks. Is that the way you understand it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and then the Arabs got really good at distilling alcohol, but they used it for, makeup and, and painting.
Yeah, painting or medicine too.
Medicine, yeah. So, but what is, just as a high level, what is distillation?
So distillation is, from my point of view, is the refinement of and the extraction of alcohol. First, it was the idea it was to extract alcohol, but when you distill, you don't extract only alcohol. You extract also a lot of aromatic elements, which are very volatile. And when you you heat a product, when you heat a liquid, when you have a fire below a liquid, you will obtain some vapors, and all the volatile elements will be put in suspension in the air from vapors. And if you want to obtain a liquid, you have to refresh after these vapors in order to obtain a liquid. So the distillation is the extraction, I can say, of very volatile elements from a liquid. And of course, if you distill, if you do the distillation of a product which contains alcohol, alcohol is very volatile, so you will extract the alcohol. But when you distill, for instance, a product like a wine, of course, you will extract the alcohol, but you will extract also all the very volatile elements. And you have a lot of aromas coming from the wine, which are distilled like that.
Okay, and the interesting thing is, if you get the temperature right, because wine's predominantly water with a little bit of alcohol, and the idea is that you leave the water behind, it doesn't evaporate because it boils off at around 100 degrees Celsius. And what temperature does ethanol boil off at?
You will obtain the vapors of alcohol just before the water. So the idea is to extract the alcohol and the aromatic elements.
Yeah. Not everything boils off, though. We talked last week about acidity being an important part of cognac, but acidity doesn't boil off, does it? Or does it? Volatile acidity, yeah. So you do get some acidities. Tannins don't, though. Mm-hmm. And sugar doesn't either, does it?
Yeah. No, don't have sugar, yes.
Yeah. One of the things that distillers get really excited about is the shape of their still.
Yeah.
Yeah, they sort of, onion
shape and, it's very important, the shape of at the top of a boiler, you have what we call it onion shape here in this region, and you can have a refinement of the vapors of alcohol and of different vapors in order to extract what you want.
Yeah. So my understanding, and you can correct me, is the vapors come up and they go into what's called a swan neck. Is that right? Because it looks a bit like a long swan neck, I suppose. We were in Auchinstarshan, which is a whiskey distillery in Scotland, a couple of years ago, and they have a very, very, very high, long swan neck. And they said that the higher the swan neck, the more pure the spirits, the less caginas, the less flavor characteristics come out. Is that your
understanding? Yes, that's why you have different pot still, even in this region. Some people want to what's important for a company like Courvoisier is to have different suppliers. In Courvoisier, we have more than 800 suppliers. So a large part of them have also some pot stills in their farm. So with different, a little bit, some differences. And the onion shape could be a little bit different. So you will obtain different spirits, which is interesting for us after for the blending, and for the art of blending is also very important to have different producers in order to do the best of the best in terms of blending. And the onion shape, depending of the the swan neck, also the combination with the copper, you will obtain different flavors, different aromas from the distillation process.
The way I think about it, and I don't know if this is right, but I think about it that, you know, you've got something hot underneath, some alcohols and flavors evaporate, and as they work up, some of them don't quite have the energy to make it up to the top, and they sort of get a bit of reflux or fall back down into the pot. And if you've got a short swan neck, they don't need as much energy, so you get a bit more stuff coming over. And if it's a really, really high swan neck, then it needs more energy, and that not as much stuff makes it over.
It's a very, very complex mechanism, in fact. And the energy, the temperature, the pressure have a lot of importance in order to extract or not some vapors.
You were saying earlier that in the old days they used to use wood and coal to do it. Now they use gas. What does gas give you as opposed to the older days?
It was a big change. In this region, we began to distill with gas in the 1970s. And it was a big step for quality, because before 1970s, it was possible, of course, to produce very good cognac. And we are happy to have very old cognac in our stocks produced before 1970s. But the distillers had a very, very short period where they had the good temperature, the good pressure to produce a perfect cognac. And from my point of view, from 1970s, we can produce now in a larger quantity, a very good quality. Because with gas, you can adjust the temperature, you can adjust the pressure, and you can obtain a very sustainable quality all along the process. Before that, you had a short period of time where your process was optimum. Now the optimum of the process is all along the process. So gas was a big improvement for producing good cognac.
And do you keep everything, everything that comes over, is that all kept and it's all good, or what's
No, because first we have a double distillation. So we begin to distill the wine to obtain semi-finished products, which name is brouillé. Brouillé means cloudy products, because it's only 32% of alcohol with a cloudy aspect. And because the distillation is a long process. In cognac region, we like to distill very slowly our wines, and to obtain in 10 hours from a wine which is at 9% of alcohol, a semi-finished products at 32% of alcohol. And we'll do another distillation, about 10 hours again, in order to extract the aromas. And in the second distillation, it's very, very important to select the different parts of the distillate. The first liters of the second distillation are eliminated to be redistilled in the wines. We call it the heads, because you have too much alcohol and it doesn't smell very good. It's not a good smell, so it will be not a good part of the distillation to be aged. So we prefer to eliminate them and to redistill with the wine. The second part, which is very, very good, it's the heart of the cognac, and we will keep it to be matured in barrels. And after, when you are in distillation around 60% of alcohol, you have to cut your distillation. We call it a coupe, in order to cut it, in order to redistill with the wines or with the brouillé the second part of your distillate. And we call it seconde. And after, the tails at the end of the process, which are not good enough to be also matured, and we need to redistill the last part of the process with the wine. So it's a complicated process to select the best part and to have the heart of the distillation to be aged for cognac.
So the heads, you said, have got too much alcohol.
Too much alcohol and not nice smell.
And the tails is...
Tails is too low strength, and the tails are very stringent, very heavy, and not very fine too.
Okay, but the heart is what you want, and that's the majority anyway, isn't it?
Exactly.
Perfect. Okay, so it's a double distillation.
Yeah.
So the first one, you keep the heads and the tails all together, and then you redistill a lot, and then you just keep the hearts afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and I suppose you load up your still the first time with wine. And because it's a batch process, isn't it? It's not a continuous process.
It's a batch process.
So it's quite manual, is it?
It's quite manual, because when you do the distillation, you have by regulation also with your second distillation, you can put on not more than 2,500 liters of your brouillé in order to be redistilled. So you have this batch, and you will obtain one third of this quantity to obtain your cognac. So it's long process and crafted process, I can say, because the pot still are small, you are working by batch, and the distilleries are a lot of distilleries are only with one or two pot still when you have Bouilleur de Cru with their own pot still in their farm, and the big distilleries have maximum 14 pot still, but small pot stills.
What's the name of the still?
We call it alambic in French.
Is it not called a Chantraise?
Charente or Charentais is the region of where we are. We are in two departments of France, and the river is the Charente River, crossing the Cognac region.
Okay.
And the name of the pot still are we call them alambic or alambic Charentais because we are in this region of France.
Yeah. Okay, that's just named after the name of the pot still is just named after the river. Okay, that makes sense. One of the things we talked about was last week was that the base wine is quite high in acidity, but acidity. Cognac doesn't taste acidic.
Not at all. In fact, the acidity of the wine is very important to conserve the wine during the winter period because we don't add any sulfur dioxide in the wines. It's a very natural wine, and to have a good conservation of wine, you need acidity. And
acidity is a preservative, antioxidant.
It's a natural preservative of the cognac, that's true.
What's the problem with sulfur dioxide?
Sulfur dioxide, so when you distill wines with sulfur dioxide, you will concentrate a little bit the sulfur dioxide, and it gives you a bad smell, and the combination with the copper is not good too. So the taste of the cognac will not be good. So it's a defect. In cognac, when you have a sulfur aroma, it's a defect. So that's why it's so important not to distill with sulfur dioxide and not to age your cognac in a barrel, for instance, which have contained wines before.
Oh.
It's very important to have a barrel which have contained only spirits, only cognac, nothing at all, a young barrel or old barrel with cognac. Because if you use a barrel which have contained wines, you will have maybe some wines with sulfur dioxide and it will give you a bad taste for your cognac. So it's very important.
In whiskey, they use old barrels.
Yeah, but we don't like that in cognac.
Fair enough. So you always need a new barrel. We'll talk about barrels in a
second. We can use old barrels, but old barrels containing cognac. Spirits.
Yeah.
For instance, even for whiskey, it's better to use them.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because they only finish things off in barrels. They often use bourbon or sherry barrels, etc.
But they don't use the sulfur in that case.
Yeah, okay. What about the copper itself? Because a lot of stills are made of copper. And is that because the copper reacts with the sulfur dioxide, removes the sulfur dioxide?
First, because copper is a very good conductor for the heat, so distillation process is perfect. And after, you have some combination with copper and fat acids in your spirit. So copper is perfect to precipitate also these fat acids, and it's the perfect element to do the distillation.
Okay.
Traditionally.
Sometimes with wines, when they get a bit reductive, they get a bit sulfury, people often add copper to the wine because the copper binds to the sulfur and removes it. Yeah. So, okay, that's cool. All right, so we've done a double distillation of our wine. We've got our hearts, so to speak, of our distill. What degree of alcohol is it coming out at?
So just after the distillation, we are about 71% of alcohol.
It's high, but it's not crazy high. You know, you can get gin or vodka comes out at 95%.
Oh, yeah, of course, because they have a different process of distillation. Yeah. So with this process of distillation, we are at 71% of alcohol.
So there's a lot of, I think the word is cajunas, isn't it? That's the, a lot of, people often call it impurities, but it's the flavor characteristics.
Yeah, yeah. To obtain a lot of flavors, it's important. And after, you have to hedge your product in barrels, of course. And in barrels, this cognac will lose alcohol by evaporation. Mm. So it will be a very important part of the process. The angel share is very important in the process of cognac too. Yeah.
Yeah. You showed us three barrels or three cognacs at three different stages. And the first one, I wouldn't say it was rough, but it smelt quite different to the finished cognac. But also it was quite clear as well. It looked like totally vodka.
It's totally clear. After the distillation process, you distill a white wine, so you obtain a white product totally without any impurity. So
if it was a red wine, would it still come out white then?
No, it would be, yes, even with a red wine. But a red wine, you will have some difficulty with the tannins of the wine, etc. But you will obtain also by distillation also a white product, after the distillation. But so we have a white product just after the distillation. The color will come from the wood. The oak from the oak barrels and also from oxidation, so both.
Okay, a bit of oxidation to cause the color. Okay,
oxidation due to the fact you have put in a barrel. Not only you need to put in a barrel with oak wood to have a first extraction. After oxidation, will continue to give you more color.
And you use new barrels. You were talking earlier on the tour.
We use new barrels for just distilled spirits in order to extract also the aromas of the wood and the tannins of the wood and to give also the perfect balance between wood and the spirits. So the selection of wood for us is very, very important. And in Courvoisier, we consider that the selection of wood is as important as the selection of wines and spirits. So that's why we have a strict selection of wood and we continue to purchase directly our woods in forest in order to prepare our barrels.
And what sort of flavors does the wood give?
Vanilla, especially vanilla. Yeah. It's coming from the wood. And after the combination of the wood and the cognac, step by step, you have new flavors arriving during the process of aging. And especially when you age for a long period of time. In Courvoisier also, we didn't speak about this point in the distillation. We distill with lees some wines in order to age the cognac a long period of time. So for our champagne, for instance, Grand Champagne and Petit Champagne, and Bordeaux, we distill with the lees of the wine in order to give to the distillate more aromas, which are very interesting during the combination with wood during the aging process.
I can just clarify, lees are the sort of the dead yeast after alcohol fermentation.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And when we smelt some of the cognacs and we walked into the barrel room, I'm traveling with my children who are very quietly sitting there playing on their iPads. My youngest daughter said, oh, it smells of chocolate. But then we smelt some of the cognacs and it was more caramel flavors coming in. So what sort of flavors, is the chocolate coming from the wood? Is it coming from the spirit? Or is it a magical combination of the two?
It's a magical combination, yeah. Chocolate, especially chocolate. We have the smell of chocolate for old cognac. For young cognac, it's more difficult. But when you have aged more than 6 years, you begin to have that kind of aromas of chocolate, which are chocolate beans, cocoa beans. And it's partly due to the wood and partly due to the cognac. So it's a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And so you age it up, you've got your finished spirit in barrel. The last step is I presume your job, really, your key job is to blend the wines up.
Of course, our key job is first to do the first selection of wines. And in Courvoisier, we are very strict on this point because to produce good cognac, you need a good raw material at the beginning. So the process of selection of wine is very, very important. And we do do an evaluation of each wine to be distilled with a strict control of the quality, with micro distillation. And this part of the business is very important. So first, to have the good raw materials at the beginning. And after, important part of the job also is to ensure the consistency of the quality by the aging process, selection of wood, which is very important for us also in order to obtain a very good quality. And after, when we have the different batches of cognac in our cellars, important job is to do a very consistent blend all along the years for our different qualities, for VS, for VSOP, for Napoleon, for XO. So one part of our job, and I am not alone, fortunately, we have a tasting committee in this company. We are 8 people. six men, two women, different ages, in order to evaluate the quality of different batches we have in our company, in order to prepare the blend. Of course, my role and my responsibility as the master blender is to decide and to evaluate the global quality and to be sure that we continue to produce the same level of quality every year. So we are also lucky because we have a lot of batches coming from the previous generation of master blender, our people working in this company. So we have a large stock and we have the possibility to evaluate and to test many, many beautiful products and to blend them and to prepare our products. And we have also to work for the next generation, selecting also today a very good spirit that we will not use in our blends, and my successor will be very happy to have in their stock good spirits for the future.
Do you find, when we were looking around your barrels, you had the vintages on the different barrels, and I think I also saw the regions, the sub-regions that they came from. Do you find you get vintage variation? Are some years produce better cognacs than other years?
Oh, yeah, we have vintage variation. That's why you don't see many bottles sold as vintage in cognac region.
You can, though.
We can do. We do in Courvoisier. We have some vintages, but we prepare them in small quantity. We prefer to blend different age in order to have a consistent quality all along the year. With the vintage, you will have differences from one year to another. It could be interesting, and that's why we like to produce vintage also, but we are very strict in our selection to have a good characteristic of the vintage to be highlighted by their quality to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And just one last thing. I was looking at your range of products that you've got. You've got a thing called Gold Courvoisier, which seems to be a blend of cognac, Moscato.
Yeah, we created some ready-to-serve, I can say, cocktails. For it was mainly for the American markets, it was common, I can say, in the States, for instance, to prepare a cocktail with a Moscato wine, for instance, with cognac, and we prepare a ready-to-serve cocktail, in fact, in that case.
Oh, okay, so it's almost like a ready-to-drink RTD.
Ready-to-drink or ready-to-serve, as you want. Yeah, but it's not low strength for alcohol, because it's about 18% of alcohol.
So. Yeah, okay. And the other thing I noticed was that you have some cognacs that have got minimum aging, a bit like whiskey. So that you've got a 12-year-old and a 21-year-old.
It was for connoisseur and also to educate some consumers. Some consumers are a little bit afraid to enter the cognac category because they don't see the age. They see VS, VSOP, so they have to be educated. What is VS? What is a VSOP? What is Napoleon? What is XO? And simply to put the age on the bottle gives them from evidence what is minimum age of a cognac. So we decided to launch two aged cognac, 12 and 21. 12 with mainly Bordeaux to highlight the quality of Bordeaux when they reach this peak of 12 years of aging. And we use that kind of Bordeaux in our VSOP exclusive, for instance. And it's a way for connoisseurs to see what is the smell of that kind of product when they age 12. And 21 is purely Grand Champagne, 100% Grand Champagne. And in order also to highlight the quality of Grand Champagne after 21 years of aging, because we use in our XO that kind of Grand Champagne. So it was to highlight the quality. So for connoisseurs, it would be very interesting also.
Perfect. Well, thanks very much there, Patrice, and cheers.
I think thanks to visit us, Chris, and to discover Courvoisier. And I'm sure you will have opportunity to taste our product and to enjoy also the different products we have in our company. Cheers.